Health officials in Texas have reported the death of a person with monkeypox in what appears to be the first fatal case of the disease in the U.S. The patient was a severely immunocompromised adult, according to the state health department. Andrew Joseph is reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there.
So last month, Spain reported its second monkeypox-related death in a patient who was not immunocompromised. So deaths are extremely rare, we know, but what are scientists saying about these deaths and whether or not they're cause for concern? One in somebody severely immunocompromised and one in someone who wasn't.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you said, these deaths from monkeypox are rare. And in fact, there are two sort of viral families of monkeypox, and this outbreak is being driven by the less severe one. So they are quite rare. But yes, monkeypox can be severe, especially when it gets into someone who is immunocompromised, which appears to have been the case in this Texas case. But to your point about the Spain incident, both of Spain's fatalities appear to have been in otherwise healthy people. And so it's not totally clear what happened there. What it might just be is that, you know, when there are thousands and thousands of cases, you're going to see these really rare outcomes in a couple instances.
So far, people most affected by the outbreak have been men who have sex with men, especially those who have multiple sex partners. Also, officials say this is not spread through sexual transmission. So how do health officials go about trying to contain the spread?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of a semantic debate, honestly, like whether you consider this a sexually transmitted infection or not. Basically, it seems that a lot of this transmission is happening through the close contact that comes with sex, of course. There's some research ongoing to see if it can be spread through semen as well, but it seems like it's through that skin-to-skin contact from sex. And so because cases have now for months been so concentrated in men who have sex with men, there is more and more focus on trying to reach that community, give vaccine to that community. And so that's sort of where the public health response has been focused.
And how much concern is there that there are some people who have not or are not part of that community who are also getting monkeypox?
You know, there have been some reported cases, like often if someone shares a household with someone else, for example, but there hasn't been like widespread community spread. This isn't something spreading, you know, like COVID, for example, that was really taking off everywhere. Obviously, if a disease gets into one population, it can move from beyond that population. But so far, not just in the United States and Europe as well, and in other parts of the world, these cases have really been concentrated in men who have sex with men, and that's why there's focus on reaching people in that community to make sure that the virus doesn't spread beyond that and then to address the cases in that community as well.
Last week, the World Health Organization reported cases globally had declined 21% from the previous week. Monkeypox has been circulating in Africa for decades. Is it possible to contain it there without addressing the spread everywhere?
I think what you will see is if places in Europe and the United States, for example, are able to contain their outbreaks and there's some progress, there will be increased pressure on wealthy countries to do more to address monkeypox globally, not only because it's the right thing to do from a public health standpoint, but because now, as we've seen, you know, a virus in one area does not necessarily stay there.
So the good news here is that there is a vaccine. How well does it work?
That is one of the big questions right now. The vaccine has never really been deployed against monkeypox in the way it is being used now. There's a ton of research going on right now to try to get a better estimate of just how effective the vaccine is and whether it's truly effective at preventing infections entirely or it's just more likely to sort of reduce the severity of an infection as well.
Andrew Joseph is a reporter for the health and medicine publication STAT. He co-wrote a piece entitled 10 Key Questions About Monkeypox the World Needs to Answer, and we will link to that at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks so much.